Hey, even criminal enterprises have reputations to think about. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Amy Scott, in for Molly Wood. The FBI says a group called DarkSide was behind the ransomware attack that forced Colonial Pipeline to shut down its operations last week. DarkSide is believed to have roots in Eastern Europe, possibly Russia, and is fairly new. But like a lot of these ransomware groups, it's pretty PR savvy. It's got a mailing list, press releases, a hotline for victims. It's a topic for quality assurance, where we take a second look at a big tech story. Brian Krebs is an investigative journalist for Krebs on Security, and he wrote a story this week walking through a DarkSide negotiation with another recent victim who wants reassurance that if they pay the ransom, the hackers will actually give them their data back and won't sell or share it with anyone. During the exchange, the hacker says, basically, ask around.
Well, in general, ransomware groups need to maintain a reputation, right? And they try very hard to excel at things like customer service. And they do talk about their victims as customers, which is, you know, galling, but that's the way they look at it. And, you know, they're available 24/7 if you want to talk to them. And, you know, if you pay them, they may even give you a report on how they broke in and what you need to do to fix your stuff.
It's so weird. On one hand, these are seemingly some of the least trustworthy people. But on the other hand, they're kind of asking these quote unquote customers to trust them. We will do what we say. How do they build that trust?
Well, through a mix of coercion and threats. In practical terms, these contracts, you know, that they cobble together with the ransomware people, you know, they're not worth the pixels they're displayed on, right? I mean, I think a great many cases, you know, the victims are kind of over a barrel. The bad guys are going, hey, we got all your data, and here we'll prove it, and we'll publish it all if you don't pay in the next, you know, 72 hours or whatever. And if you decide not to pay in 72 hours, it goes, the ransom doubles, right? You know, so there's all these things designed to just overwhelm the victim and fill them with a sense of resignation.
So DarkSide has another reputation to consider, which is it runs on a franchise model, right? It's recruiting other hackers to use this tool. And they want to be seen as effective, right?
Yeah, within reason. So, you know, one of the interesting things about the response of the DarkSide group to this whole thing has been, I think they kind of felt maybe like they bit off a little more than they were willing to chew with this company.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you had President Biden actually talking about it in his executive order, you know, with the cybersecurity stuff, like, you know, calling it out. I mean, I think that's not for nothing, right? So these guys are probably like, you know, we might not have wanted to do this. They put out a statement and said, we're apolitical. We don't want to be in the middle of, you know, political fights between countries. Yet at the same time, their ransomware won't install on any computers if it detects that you're using a keyboard that's in Russian or Ukrainian or about a dozen other languages. So they're very aware of the geopolitical ramifications of this. And the reason they do that prohibition, is so that people in their own backyard aren't getting hacked by their stuff and they're not having the local police coming after them. And that's fascinating.
It's interesting that, you know, they talk about their ethics. You know, we're bad guys. We're not really bad guys. I mean, we're not going to attack a nursing home. How common is it for cyber criminals to kind of protect their brand in this way?
So it's very common for cyber criminal organizations to do things that tend to try to make them look better in the cyber criminal underground. And also, obviously, as a form of marketing, but they're also saying, hey, you know, we're giving back. We're not 100% greedy. We're giving back. So they'll do things like donate to charities. They'll donate to children's funds, and they'll post proof of it. And it's really about creating loyalty with other cyber criminals.
Brian Krebs is an investigative journalist. And now for some related links. Brian's story has screenshots showing messages between DarkSide and an increasingly panicked victim of ransomware. The unnamed company eventually agreed to pay $12 million to recover its data and prevent it from being published. And that's, of course, why hackers do this, though initial reports said Colonial Pipeline had no intention of paying ransom in that attack. Bloomberg reports the company, in fact, paid nearly $5 million. In exchange, Colonial received a decrypting tool that was apparently so slow the company had to rely on its own backups to restore its system. The FBI, by the way, discourages victims from paying ransom, saying it only encourages more theft, and there's no guarantee you'll get what you pay for. In other words, you can't trust them. Links at marketplacetech.org. Jesus Alvarado, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produced the show. Our engineers are Jessen Duller, Robin Edgar, and Becca Weinman. I'm Amy Scott, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
From social media companies blocking the president to cryptocurrency going mainstream, Marketplace Tech has helped you understand some wild tech and business stories this year. Support from listeners is what powers our journalism. Your gift today goes back into making the business and tech news you love. Donate now at marketplace.org/givetech.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.